Now, for something that's a little out of this world, quite literally, how would you feel about having your ashes scattered in space? Well, Ascension Flights is an organisation seeking to provide exactly this service. So to find out more, we've got co-founder and engineer Chris Rose on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Izzy.
So first off, why send ashes into space?
Space inspires awe and wonder in so many people. I think the reason for that is because essentially it is so vast and humans want to explore the unknown, and it's a kind of area that can never truly be explored. So we have a soft spot for space, and I think having your ashes scattered in space really does have a lovely ring to it.
So talk us through the science. How are you getting ashes into space, and what happens after they've been scattered?
So the motivator for getting things high above the Earth and into space that we adopt is very large balloons. Now, rockets are very understood in that these can travel very long distances, but they need lots of expensive fuel on board, a lot of kinetic energy to get very high. It's quite a violent process and it's quite a short-lived process. So balloons, on the other hand, offer us the opportunity to have a very tranquil, very controlled ascent over a longer period. That gives us some spectacular results all the same. We can use these to get well into near space, up to 50 kilometres above the Earth, so you can see the blackness of space, the thin blue line of the atmosphere and the curvature of the Earth before the ashes are actually scattered.
So this balloon takes the ashes up, and then how are they actually then released?
So on board our payload, if you like, which contains our very specifically engineered scattering mechanism, which I'll discuss the details of in just a moment, but the balloon progresses through the atmosphere on its journey into space by using a gas, in this case helium or hydrogen, and the density difference in this gas gives us our buoyancy. So what the balloon is essentially trying to do is to rise up. It's just like when you take a capsule with some air in underwater. It's trying to rise up above that medium that surrounds it and essentially sit on top of the atmosphere. When it does get into space, it no longer has that duality of gases and different density differences to continue on its journey. So it expands throughout its ascent through the atmosphere to the point where when it does indeed burst, because it can't stretch anymore, it's going to be bigger than a house. We're talking close to 15 to 20 meters in diameter, so very, very large. Now, this is taking all our sensitive recording equipment, our control systems, our tracking equipment, because we need to relocate everything after the payload returns to Earth, and of course our scattering mechanism that contains the ashes. Now, this mechanism is understanding how high it is above the Earth by talking to satellites, and as soon as it reaches its lower threshold, which we program at an altitude we wish the scattering process to begin, it then tells itself to open up and begin the scattering process. Now, the reason this has taken us a long time, and we've taken much care to put the engineering in to get it right, is because we don't want this to be ashes just released above the Earth, projected as a sort of big conglomerate. What we want is a beautiful, aesthetically pleasing scattering process that is lasts for as long as possible and essentially looks beautiful, but also allows the ashes to be dispersed as widely as possible above the Earth.
So, I mean, isn't this just all falling back to Earth? And does that count as pollution? Is there a risk involved with that? Because aren't people just essentially breathing in someone's scattered ashes?
When we scatter ashes, there are sort of loose legislation around what should be done. Although some of these are legalities and some are suggestions, the common sense thing is not to scatter ashes in public areas. The sort of general understanding of public areas is built up areas, congested areas. As you can appreciate, we are very far removed from a public area because we're actually scattering these in space. But what happens to the ashes after we have scattered them? Well, these get so dispersed throughout the winds, you could have portions of the ashes being carried in stratospheric currents to other countries. So essentially, people actually being able to quantify any presence of the ash or experience them on any level on the Earth is pretty much statistically impossible.
Well, that is quite the original send-off. Thanks very much, Chris. And that was Chris Rose from Ascension Flights.